Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. What can I help you with today?
Okay, so around last week, I got a call from y'all. What it might have been last week. It's just been a couple days, really. And they were sending me a paper to show that I'm on quarantine and that my caretaker, or my fiance, is on quarantine also because he's been around me the whole time and he's, you know, the one that cares for me. And okay, so I just got the paper today anyway, and for one, the lady put the wrong date on the paper, and the reason that y'all had to send it to me was because, for when my hospital, they did not even give me no proper type of excuse. All I got was paper stating my medicine, you know, and I was talking to the lady who, you know, was, I guess, the one that took all the wrong information down, and, you know, she... I told her about how they were, I mean, my hospital was just rude to me is why they, I guess, they did that wrong. Anyway, all I got from my hospital was papers about my medicine. So that's why I needed it from y'all. She asked me anyway. But she put the wrong date on there, for one. I can't use this excuse for anything because I was diagnosed on the 16th. And they had that on file, like she knew that. And she put the 19th, you know, and then that's not going to do anything for, you know, because for one, I wasn't even sick. I mean, I wasn't even, well, that wasn't the day that I was first sick, you know. And I'm quarantining until the 1st. But it's no good if it just, because there's nothing on the paper that says that the 16th was the day that I was sick or even in the hospital. And that was the day that I went to the ER. And also, and I spelled last names and first names out for her. And she totally put the wrong last name. She just, destroyed my fiance's last name. I don't know how she did that either. She put that it started with an S, and his name starts with an F. And I even said S as in Fox, like I, you know. Well, that's mainly the main two things, but I have to have this for our, because not only for his work, but for our court date, that was the day that I had to go to the emergency room because I could not breathe and I was throwing up, and they diagnosed me with coronavirus. And that y'all were the only people that called me, which is pretty surprising to her. And to this day, y'all are the only people that I've talked to about it. But anyway, so y'all are the only people that I had that would give me an excuse. Because I haven't even been able to get out of the house to go back to the ER, you know, and get and tell them anything, or, you know. And I really felt like, you know, they treated me the last time that they wasn't going to do anything for me. I don't even know what to do, but she told me whenever I got the letter, if anything was wrong with it or whatever, if I didn't get it, to call y'all either way. And I'm really stressed out because it's a serious, like, you know, I'm sure y'all know how serious court dates are. And it's like I really don't know what to do because there's nothing I can do. I'm still sick, you know, and I have a disease that, I mean, I'm sick with something that, you know, around other people, I'm risking not only my life, but their life and whoever they're around, you know. I really don't know what to do.
Right, yes, ma'am, but I do apologize about that. But this is a testing site line only, so we don't give excuses.
Well, see, they directed me to y'all when I told them.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that, but we're just a...
Well, what am I supposed to do? Y'all are the ones that called me and whenever and told me y'all didn't send me the excuse, that y'all would send it to me. But y'all, because they asked, I mean, I'm sure, I know it wasn't you, ma'am, and I'm sorry. I'm not trying to get an attitude, it sounds like, and I'm just really stressed out by all of this. But the lady asked me, you know, because I was saying I was going to have to figure this out all by myself. And she was the one that asked me if I needed an excuse from them. Like, without me even addressing anything. So, I just don't understand how y'all can't do that now. But and she called me, and then she told me to call y'all. And there's anything wrong.
Right, yes, ma'am, and I, like I said, I do apologize about that, but it's only like, one thing that we can really do on this line, and that's we only give testing sites, but testing sites are only for a vaccination or for COVID-19, but we don't give excuses or mail excuses.
So y'all don't even call people whenever they're positive. Like, she just, I just so happened to be the one person that hey, y'all call.
No, ma'am. We only, only time we give a call is if we have to give you a call back. But the health department or wherever place you go to get the COVID testing, that's who give you a call for your results.
I have the paper. I have a paper in my house right now that has y'all certification on it, a signature and everything. And the thing is, and why would she tell me to call y'all back if y'all, and why did I get called in the first place? If y'all don't do that, it just don't make no sense to me, honestly. And I'm sure you're just as confused as I am, but like, you know, I don't know. I don't work up there. And so I'm just wondering, like, you can't talk to nobody. You can't ask somebody up there what's going on. Like, I'm just supposed to be stuck like this whenever I was told to call y'all. And I know it wasn't nobody prank calling me or nothing because I wouldn't have got no letter in the mail. And then the letter... And then on top of that, like I said, she told me to call y'all if anything was wrong. But the letter, it's just got me so stressed out. It says State of Alabama, County of Talladega. Okay, it says that at the top. But the even the envelope says, well, oh, and then at the bottom it's signed by Scott Harris, State Health Officer. And it is mailed from Alabama Department of Public Health in Montgomery, Alabama. Is that not y'all?
We're Department of Public. We're just a hotline, ma'am, so we only give testing sites.
But are y'all not the Alabama Department of Health?
We're a hotline for them. No, we're just a hotline. So the only thing we do is give testing sites
for them, though, right?
Right, but this is a call center, so they don't.
Y'all only do. But why? Okay, so y'all ain't got no other people that call for y'all. Y'all
no, ma'am.
So I'm really lost. Oh, I'm blue. Oh, I'm not even lost. I'm way past lost. I'm so confused on how somebody got in y'all's hotline and called me and told me that. Why am I supposed to talk to you? Y'all can't even tell me who I'm supposed to talk to now. Because if y'all work for the call line, y'all could, I would think y'all would at least know who I'm supposed to damn go to. But And I'm dead ass serious. Whenever I'm sorry. You know what? I'm yelling at you, and you don't deserve that. It ain't your fault. I'm sorry. But
no, you're
I'm
okay.
So stressed out. Like, it don't make sense. I thought I was gonna be able to call this line, and somebody was gonna tell me what I needed to do, or they were gonna fax it. But like she said, she told me that if it didn't work out, there was finding another way to get it to me so I would have it fast if anything was wrong with it or if I didn't get it. Why would you tell me to call y'all back if y'all don't do this? And then the lady I just talked to directed me, like, whenever I told her exactly what was going on, she directed me to you and said that y'all would be able to help me with this. Oh, my God. This don't make no sense now. If y'all don't do this on the phone, who else would have called me, like, and then they would have mailed me something. I can understand somebody prank calling me, you know, but how they gonna prank call me and mail me a letter with the certification on it, you know? Like,
right.
You ain't got nobody besides you that would know anything about that. Like, y'all ain't sitting in no little cuticle with people and, you know, somebody that would know.
We
don't. I feel like I deserve it. I had to get through hell and back to figure out what I need to do. So, seatbelt ticket, because I couldn't get it because I had coronavirus. I didn't ask for coronavirus, like, and I didn't ask for all this, you know. I just asked to be that I needed an excuse, and she should have never even called me in the first place. I'm so lost, honestly. Like, there's nothing y'all can direct me to.
The only other line that we have is a vaccine hotline, but that hotline is only for pre-registering when you want to register for the vaccination, and they fax your form to the health department, and the health department, and then the health department gives you a call. But that's the only, we only have like two hotlines, but that's the only line I would know. That's the only other line.
Who was that before? Like, what was they with? The one that directed me to you, who were they with? If you don't mind me asking.
That's the thing. I wouldn't really know. We don't usually give callbacks unless we have to and you're in the queue for a callback. But it's only certain things that we do on this line, which is we only give testing sites for people that want to get tested for the COVID-19. But if you want your results, the people that you actually go and get your testing, where you get tested at, they call you back with your results. We don't get results on this line because we're not an actual health department.
Results. I didn't need results. I knew my results when I was at the hospital. That's not even, they called, that's what I'm saying. Nobody had to give me results. Whenever I talked to the lady, they were calling to ask me about my symptoms and everything else, and basically just kind of get some information from me about how I was feeling and stuff. And she said, she asked me if I had talked to anybody else besides them since I was called about my results. And I told her that she was the first person that called me because I didn't even get called about my results. I was given my results when I was at the hospital, when I was in the ER in Talladega. And she was like, oh, wow, I'm so sorry, you know. But it wasn't nothing even about my results. It was strictly, she asked me my symptoms, and then she asked me if I needed anything, like if I needed an excuse or something like that. And whenever I told her, yes, ma'am, I do, actually, she told me then she